With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. U.S. senators today were sworn in as jurors in the upcoming impeachment trial of President Donald Trump.
Mr. Crapo, Mr. Cruz, Mr. Daines, Ms. Duckworth.
Montana's senators are split along party lines heading into the trial, which is expected to begin next week. In a pre-recorded statement sent to news media outlets, Republican Steve Daines, who's up for re-election, said,
"The president was treated very unfairly in the U.S. House. He will receive fair treatment in the U.S. Senate. And I'm very confident the president will be acquitted when this is all said and done by the U.S. Senate."
Democrat John Tester wrote he hopes his colleagues, quote, "on both sides of the aisle will do what the American people expect and allow us to hear from witnesses with firsthand knowledge of the impeachable offenses so we can do our sworn duty as jurors and deliver a fair and honest trial," end quote. On Thursday, the U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report saying Trump broke the law in freezing Ukraine funds passed by Congress. That's the central question of the current impeachment proceedings. A Tester spokesperson wrote Tester is aware of the report and believes it furthers the need for testimony from witnesses with firsthand knowledge and for all the documents to be presented at the trial. A spokesperson for Daines wrote Daines believes this is another example that the House rushed the process, that the executive branch disagrees with the watchdog's legal analysis, and the point is moot because the aid was ultimately released. Multiple agencies are continuing to search for a missing girl from South Central Montana through frigid weather. Yellowstone Public Radio News, Olivia Reingold reports.
A multi-agency search team looked for Selena Shelley Fay Not Afraid around the Interstate 90 eastbound rest stop between Hardin and Billings Wednesday. Bighorn County Undersheriff Mike Fuss and about 25 other law enforcement officers searched for leads starting at 8 a.m. when the high was 1 degree Fahrenheit.
As you get out there and start walking, I thought, you know, you warm up pretty quick. So, and I think the adrenaline of hoping you're going to find her and she's going to pop up and say hi to you or something, you know.
16-year-old Not Afraid was last seen at the Fly Creek rest area on I-90 on New Year's afternoon. A search began that evening. That was 15 days ago. Now multiple agencies on the federal, state, and local levels are involved, including the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Bureau of Land Management joined the search this week. A Montana sheriff recently called Not Afraid's disappearance suspicious-looking in nature. Bighorn County Undersheriff Fuss says volunteers from the community started their search New Year's Day and went home either Monday or Tuesday as temperatures lowered towards zero and below. Fuss says he worked a 28-hour day after Not Afraid was reported missing and hasn't had a day off since New Year's. He says his office is investigating 5 or 4 other cases, including the disappearance of Hub Williamson, a Native American man who went missing last April.
Selena's been our priority. I mean, we need to find her.
Fuss says he's hopeful his agency and others will find Not Afraid. They found no leads as of Wednesday afternoon. On Wednesday, U.S. Senator John Tester sent a letter urging the FBI and BIA to step up their investigation and asked for an update for Not Afraid's family and local communities. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Corps member. The largest school district in Montana plans to cut up to 40 full-time employees to make up for a more than $4 million budget deficit. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Jess Sheldahl reports.
Billings Public School District administrators are recommending cuts aimed at reading and math intervention programs, library programs, gifted and talented programs, music, general education, support staff, and administrative positions. Rachel Shilreff is president of the Billings Education Association, a teachers union representing almost 1,200 teachers employed by Billings Public Schools.
Because the recommendations for cuts just came out last week, we're looking at any and all possibilities, and we're discussing those with the district, and they're open to our input. Right now, we haven't identified other means of making up those budget shortfalls.
Staff cuts would lower the deficit by $2.6 million. The rest of the shortfall would be covered by a 10% reduction to building operational costs for a total of $4.2 million in cuts. No employees have received termination notices yet. The budget cut proposal will be discussed at the upcoming school board meeting January 27th. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
An investment group from Billings has filed a lawsuit against the Montana Lottery over rules that require businesses wishing to offer sports gambling to have specific alcohol licenses. The lawsuit was filed by a Ready group, argues the lawsuit seeks an injunction preventing the Montana Lottery from issuing sports wagering licenses until the matter is resolved. A vacant school building in Missoula is being remodeled into a child care facility. The Missoula Early Learning Center has signed an agreement to lease part of the vacant Cold Springs Elementary School. Co-owner Mark Roberts says they'll renovate 14 classrooms along with the cafeteria and library and hope to be open this fall. They plan to have a staff of 55 employees and will accept kids from 6 weeks old to preschool. Roberts says the new facility will create up to 120 new openings for childcare in Missoula, including between 48 and 60 infant slots. They hope to have 40 kids enrolled in an after-school program. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.